All right, so we'll say let's begin. So we're picking up paragraph Tes, page Lamed Vav. So it's the Shari Tshuva. V'hinei anoshim tzadikim yisharim b'libosam, sha'aga lahem kelavi tamim machshavosam. So individual v'yinamu achato ehem kinam asyam. So remember again, yesterday the Shari Tshuva was teaching us the idea, the danger of people who go ahead and walk through life thinking that everything is fine, everything is in order, and nothing is in need of repair. Such individuals like that, ultimately, again, the Ar HaTshuva, the light of Tshuva is denied to them. Now the Shari Tshuva discusses the opposite. There are the righteous, the tzaddikim. So in their heart, Shaga Lahem Kelavitan Machshavosam, the thought of Tshuva and the need to correct oneself and the need to advance oneself cries out in their heart like a lion. And literally again, the call to tshuva is so strong in their hearts, like the breaking of the waves of the sea. And I will say, ultimately again, they feel incredible pain and sadness over falling short of having served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinyan Shalom Rabbi Sinai Zichron Lebracha. Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is actually amazing. See, the righteous also realize that one has to try to avoid the mistake that often we make, which is creating almost like a point system or value system for different things in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thinking that this is more important, this is less important, this I should be careful with, this I don't have to be as careful with. I know I'm making mistakes here, but it's not such a big deal because it's not such an important area. The righteous kind of dispense with that entire hierarchy and recognize that in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is important. Everything is necessary. Everything ultimately, again, needs attentiveness. And he actually quotes something amazing over here. He quotes over here from the Yerushalmi. Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avodah zarah gila aras al shichus damim velo viter la'avon bidl Torah. So look at this dramatic statement. God is willing to forgive the sin, or viter literally means like to be mevater. God is willing to forego, or God is willing to overlook the sin of idolatry, immorality, and murder, but he's unwilling to overlook, or he's unwilling to forgive the sin of bittul Torah, of negating Torah learning. Now, what does that mean? First of all, again, in general, we have another concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the Gemara says, Kala Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron, Yivatron, whoever says that God just simply overlooks everything, his insides should spill out. So what does it mean? What the Gemara is trying to say is the following, that sometimes we think that all God cares about are the big things, right? So as long as I'm not killing, engaging in immorality, or worshipping idolatry, I'm in good shape. Now that is true. As long as I'm not doing those three things, it's definitely steps in the right direction. But right, Bittul Torah. Well, what's Bittul Torah? I'm not learning as much as I should. Or when I learn, I'm not as attentive. Or I don't take Torah so seriously. Whatever it is, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Tushi Yerushalmi says, sometimes God is willing to overlook or be mevater on the big things, and yet, again, holds us accountable for the little thing. The message ultimately being, everything matters. Everything matters. Again, to be clear, the Shari Tshuva's message over here is not a message of perfection. He's not saying a person has to be perfect in everything, but at the end of the day, what he's saying is sometimes we're not attentive enough in the small areas because we think they don't matter all that much. Meanwhile, God says sometimes that's exactly what I'm looking for. Your attentiveness to the details, not just in the big areas of life, but in the small areas of life also. Af ki malu ra ha'anoshim asher ikra machshavoseim u'ma'asim achefse gufam v'hev leizmanom u'besol ta'yira atavu nafsham. So, okay, let me start that sentence again. He says, actually, we'll say, you know, we're going to stop. Actually, we'll stop over here. We'll stop in the middle of paragraph test here. So again, Shai Tshuva telling us that what distinguishes, and this is really amazing, what distinguishes between the righteous and the wicked, what really distinguishes at the end of the day is the attentiveness to the smaller details. The quote-unquote wicked, the Rishaim, are the ones ultimately, again, who feel that as long as one is proficient in the larger areas of life, attentiveness to the details is not all that important, whereas the righteous recognize that who knows the cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows what's important, more important, what's less important, and therefore one must strive and one must constantly endeavor to become proficient and to try to advance oneself in all areas of life. All right, well, so we'll stop right here.